Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. You know, we've been talking about diseases and all kinds of allergies and strange things like that. Today I was talking to my wife and she said, hey, why don't you talk about a normal dog? And I said, hey, that's a good idea. So today we're going to talk about normal. Well, that's a whole discussion on what you want to call normal, but let's go over a few things, okay? What is normal? Well, in our office we talk about eat, drink, poop, and pee. You're doing the big four, that's what we call them. If you're doing the big four, you know, things are probably pretty good. Once in a while, we'll see a dog that will start off eating okay, eats about the same amount every day, and all at once, he doesn't eat that much anymore. Why not? Can be, he's growing up. He was a puppy before, and now he's getting to be an adult dog, and he's not going to eat as much. Maybe he doesn't like the food. Something's changed in the food, or the way you present it to him, a new bowl, maybe he doesn't like that. Maybe he's eating more. Why would he be eating more? Well, something's changed in his metabolism and maybe he's having problems. So eating is a typical one. What about drinking? Does your dog drink more water than he normally does? You fill the bowl up every morning and used to be half full by night, but now it's empty and you fill it up at noon and my gosh, it's empty by night. That's excessive water drinking. You need to be dealing with that. Defecation, going out to have that poop. Does he normally go once a day? Or does he normally go two times a day or three times a day? Whatever's normal for your dog is okay for your dog. But if that changes all at once, instead of going once a day, we don't go for 2 days. Well, there's something wrong. That's not normal for your dog. So you always need to know what's normal before you can know what's abnormal. So many people turn their dog outside to go to the bathroom and hate to tell you, but then they go do something else and they don't watch. So when they come to my office, they say, oh, when was the last time you were sure he had a bowel movement? Oh, boy, let me think about that. That's the response I get sometimes. Urination, same thing. If your dog needs to go out 3 times a day to urinate, and all at once he's got to go out 6 times, 7 times, you find wet spots on the floor when you come home, and you know he's looking sheepish and all that, you know, he knew he did something wrong. Yeah, he probably did, but he maybe couldn't help it. Well, those are the things that you need to kind of watch for and say, you know, is this normal for my dog? If it's normal for your dog, fine. If it's not normal for your dog, something's changed. That's when you need to start watching and paying attention. It's even nice to take notes of that occasionally. That sounds a little crazy, but to be real honest with you, it's not a bad idea. Write them on the calendar. Everything's okay. You know, whatever. Hair coat is one of those things you need to look at. Some dogs and cats are long-haired, some are short-haired. If you have a short-haired animal, usually their coat is lying down, nice and slick. It looks, you know, just really, really nice. You pet them and it doesn't flare up. You say, boy, this is normal. This is what I want to see. That's right. All at once you come home and someday it's all straight up on its end. Something's not right. Do we have a fever? Have we gotten into something? Something scared your animal? What's going on? Those long-haired animals. You can always run your fingers through their hair. Guys, that's what you do with your wife sometimes. You know that. It's not all tangled up. You do that to your dog and it's all tangled up. Hey, that's not normal. It should be like your wife's hair. So you need to get out the brush, get out the comb, start working on your dog's coat. All kinds of things like that are important. One of the things that has to do with the hair coat is actually the nails. You need to look at your dog's toenails. You should have a nice, well-formed nail. Shouldn't be terribly long. Toes shouldn't be crossed over. Shouldn't be really, really short, really. Sometimes that means something. Shouldn't be broken off. You know, I have one dog that comes into my office who has malformed nail beds. And he comes in with the ugliest looking nails you've ever seen. What's normal for him? Ugly toenails are normal for him. So we just trim them. Teeth. Another thing you want to look at pretty routinely. I had a nice dog come in, about 4.5-year-old dog the other day. I looked at his teeth and he had absolutely the most beautiful white teeth I've seen outside of a puppy in a long time. For a 4.5-year-old dog, that's really, really good. I said to her, I said, what do you do for his teeth? She says, oh, I just brush them about once a week. I'm going, this is a woman who really wants her dog to live a long time and have a good, healthy, quote, normal life. And she does it once a week. Now, there's some genetics involved in that. We've talked about teeth and what goes on. But still, once a week, brushing the teeth, we can all get that done. Remember, we're about at the end of our Heart Guard promotion. It's going to end up here at the end of April. So get out and get your Heart Guard. You get a free heartworm test if you need it. Otherwise, you get a little card that allows you to take it anytime you want, and we get a $12 mail-in rebate off a year's supply of HeartGuard. Give us a call at Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street, Atlantic, Iowa. Remember, our number is always 243-2121. Thank you.